Going down for it. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? It's Matt Wilhelm here for Nathan Zagura. Jason Gibbs, our producer, will also be joining me all show long. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It is almost rainy. It seems like it happens almost every day around this time since I've gotten back from Mexico that the rain starts.
So. Yeah, you know, it's Golf League Wednesday. Why would I
there you go.
Want it to be sunny and nice outside?
Why would you not want to get drenched?
Exactly.
Exactly. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be joined by Bob Wichusen.
Wichusen.
Wichusen. The radio voice of the New York Jets on ESPN 98.7 in New York. That's going to be at 1:30. John Mullen, who we missed yesterday, as we reviewed the Chicago Bears from Comcast Sportsnet and CSN Chicago, is going to be joining us as well. We'll be recapping, of course, the last opponent of the Cleveland Browns in the preseason and the first opponent, the New York Jets, as we get this show rolling. And one very interesting topic, and we want to hear from you all show long at 216-578-0850, is our Ohio business machine hot topics are two Cleveland Browns are in the top 10 in NFL jersey sales, not just regionally, not just in the Midwest, in the nation. Joe Hayden, Cleveland Browns cornerback, is number one, and Dante Whitner, starting strong safety for the Cleveland Browns, is number 10. And I find that very interesting, so I want to ask you all, what Browns jersey do you have to snag before the season starts, and do you prefer buying a player's jersey that is on the team right now as things are trending upwards, or would you want to like throw it back to old school and maybe get Kozar on the back of an old jersey, or maybe Kozar on the back of a new uniform? Brian Sipe, Brian Brennan, Webster Slaughter, Eric Metcalf, Kevin Mack, who walks by the dog pole daily. So I want to hear that from you. 216-578-0850. And then Jason Gibbs and I will discuss the NFL show tonight that will release the top 10 NFL players. The final rankings will come out tonight. Who should be number one and why? And who should have made the top 10? So Gibbs, I want to throw it to you real fast. What do you make of two Browns being in the top 10? I think that's so cool and a testament to Alex Shiner and those individuals here in Cleveland that put together that great uniform reveal. And it seems as if so far it is passed with flying colors.
Yeah, not too shabby. I really surprised Joe Hayden leading the way. Like you said, it is a testament to the Browns fans. You know, Dante Whitner being the hometown guy.
Right.
I still would never have envisioned him being in the top 10, especially. So think about this. The final 10 players in the NFL's top 100 list are Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Gronk, Ndamukong Suh, J.J. Watt,
Aaron Rodgers,
DeMarco Murray, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. I'm forgetting one. I'm forgetting a running back. Oh, Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
And you're telling me that Dante Whitner's in the top 10. One of those guys that I just mentioned isn't in the top 10.
And Gibbs, what's even more surprising to me is, as we recall a few weeks ago, when we heard from Eric Davis and I believe, was it Solomon Wilcots? When they put together their top five cornerbacks,
yep.
Joe Hayden was outside the top five. And again, I know that's on player performance, but you would think from a national perspective, the fact that Joe Hayden is number one overall is very impressive.
Yeah, I think very, very impressive. I want to know why fans gravitate to the Hayden jersey.
Well,
you know, I have friends that like Joe Thomas. I have some friends, and I'm not taking anything away from Joe Hayden, but you know, it's amazing that a defensive back has the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
It does, and to kind of answer your question, for me personally, I think the number 23 in general has a little something to do with the popularity of Joe Hayden in that jersey, whether it be LeBron or Michael Jordan. Those are national, league-wide numbers that people or people that they know. So that's one. I think the new jersey, the new logo, the new jerseys, the new colors, the new color combinations is one key factor. And then one other great thing, and as we always kind of pour the praise on Joe Haden, is Joe Haden is now grown into a leader here in Cleveland, and he has kept his nose clean. He's now active participant in the Special Olympics, and he's on the straight and narrow. He really is, and he's a mentor not only here in Cleveland, but I think very well respected league wide.
I can't disagree with that. It goes back to our conversations with Nathan last week when the three of us all said it is ridiculous that Joe Haden's not ranked ahead of Patrick Peterson, that Joe Haden isn't ranked in the top 20 NFL players.
I think so much of it had to do with the first 4 weeks of last season. Coming out a little slow, out of the gates, you know, having an opportunity to D up Antonio Brown and essentially not accomplishing that early in the season. I think, and then you didn't hear a lot of the hoopla for Joe Haden simply because he was taking care of business on the middle portion of the football season last year. And then they finish losing their last five games, and you kind of like cast a dark shadow over the entire Browns roster, you know, and Joe Haden is guilty by association at that point. But his play all season long was as good as it's been in his career for probably 12 out of the 16 games last season.
I agree. Minus, you know, he has problems with Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he does.
we know that. He will tell you that. Cecil Shorts gave him some fits. Maybe the little smaller, wide
jitterbugs.
Receivers.
Yeah, well, and the great thing about that this year is, you know, Joe Haden is probably up for that challenge to follow Antonio Brown all over the field again in our two opportunities versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the great thing about that, and it might play to the strength of the Seattle defensive backs, of Richard Sherman does not follow. He plays on his side. And now that we have Tremont Williams most likely opposite Joe Haden, that the onus of controlling and managing Antonio Brown from being the game breaker that he can be doesn't just fall on Joe Haden's shoulders. There's going to be time where K-1 is no longer the undrafted free agent. He's a top five nickel corner in the league covering Antonio Brown. And that should not matter or scare Browns fans across the board. I'm confident in Tremont, Joe Haden, and K-1 Williams to be able to handle Antonio Brown collectively. And so I think the onus doesn't fall on Joe Haden anymore to simply feel like he must shut down a player like Antonio Brown.
Well, and if you look at Haden and what he's been doing, they've been lining him up in the slot.
Yes.
A lot more here in the offseason. And part of that is him asking for that and saying, I need to, you know, if last year Cincinnati put A.J. Green in the slot so that way I couldn't cover him.
Right.
He's like, I need to be able to play out of the slot if need be.
And I think that in itself only adds to the resume of a great player to become the elite player to be mentioned consistently in that top five. If he can do that and control that position and not be exposed and can follow all across the board, there's no reason for the next 3 to 5 years that his name is not consistently in that top five cornerback company.
Yeah, no, I agree with that altogether. I think that he's just, you know, he's a complete defensive back, and the work that he's put in and the turnaround, you know, I mean, the kid was a rookie, and he made his rookie mistakes. He made his mistakes his first couple of years.
Yep.
And it took one suspension, you know, that Adderall suspension, for everything to click. And he has been on the straight and narrow, and he has taken care of his business since, and he got paid as a result of it, and he's now one of the NFL's elite defensive backs in a time where, outside of the quarterback position, you could argue DBs are probably the second most important.
They are. I think that as you look at the National Football League and the way in which they get paid and who gets paid the most is quarterbacks, cornerbacks, and then an elite pass rusher. Those and essentially on the other to the other coin is an elite left tackle. Those guys make or break a football team, and it's why they make the most money in the National Football League.
Can't argue that at all.
And the other thing that Joe Haden, I'm sure, and Dante Whitner for that matter, as Johnny Manziel probably truly appreciated last year, being, you know, tops maybe for a few months in jersey sales, is the check that he will receive from the royalties associated with his jersey sales that will come from the NFLPA, not the NFL. But, and I mean, even for me, when I was starting in my career out in San Diego, and I'm not trying to say at any point that I sniffed probably the top 200 jerseys, but but my whole point was to receive a check for a few thousand dollars out of the blue that would just show up. I didn't hate that.
No, I could think of far worse things. People want to send me a check right now? Knock yourself out. I don't even care for what.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Hayden gets, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars throughout this football season for his jersey sales if he can maintain his stance as number one or inside the top 10. And that's, you know, that's another great question. How much do you feel the result of the football season as it starts to take, you know, take its course and the momentum of the football season? If we start out the gates, you know, extremely hot and like I feel we can be 3-0 going to San Diego, I think you could continually see Joe Hayden and Dante Whitner in September being exactly where they're at or close to it in jersey sales as well.
Yeah. Well, and Whitner's had enough success in other cities.
Right.
That he's a favorite. You know, people don't badmouth him in San Francisco with what he did.
No, absolutely
not. In Buffalo, they have a different opinion of him. But in Cleveland, I mean, the guy can do no wrong. And frankly, Ohio State fans, I think, buy into that as well.
Oh, being back in Ohio for Dante and being back in Northeast Ohio has a big, big, big grasp on exactly why he is where he is right now.
Oh, 100%.
So I want to recap really fast for all of you listening out there, and you can reach us at the show, 216-578-0850. Joe Hayden, number one in jersey sales. Dante Whitner, number 10. And my question for you is, what Browns jersey do you have to have before the season starts? And would you prefer buying a jersey of a player that's currently on the roster, or would you like to go old school and get either old school jersey with your favorite player from the past, or would you put that new jersey with your old favorite player, as Kevin Mack walks by the Dog Bowl, one of the old all-time greats walks by the Dog Bowl. My other question for you is, how would you rank the top 10 players in the NFL? Jason Gibbs just laid it out for us. The final rankings will come out tonight, I believe, in a special two-hour show on the NFL Network. Who would be your number one player and why? And who should have made the top 10? And as you've stated it, Jason, I don't really think, other than maybe shuffling the top 10, to me, there's not a guy that I think needs to project himself into the top 10. So I'm going to look through 11 to 25, as we mentioned before the show, to see if there's any guy that I thought, or and maybe because you were aware and you talked about it last week with Nathan while I was out drinking margaritas and Speedy Gonzalez is in Mexico. was there any guy that really jumped out to you from 11 to 25 that you thought should have been in the top 25?
I mean, or top 10, I was surprised Richard Sherman wasn't in the top 10.
Okay.
You know, so... In last week, you know, 11 through 20, Sherman was at 11. I think you can make the argument for him. 12 was Jamal Charles.
All right.
I'm okay where he's at. 13 is Julio Jones.
Did you say Watt's going to be in the top 10?
Yes.
Okay, he is. All right, got it.
Yep. Luke Kuechly's at 14.
All right.
The only other guy I thought maybe could have been a top 10 was Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant, top 10. He's right there. What is he at, 15?
15. Yeah, I thought he was a little – I think he needed to be higher up.
I think I could see him swapping with Jamal Charles and him being at 12.
Yep, I could see that. Le'Veon Bell was 16. 17 was Revis. I thought that was ridiculously low.
I do too. I wouldn't hate simply because Sherman – I was gonna say 17 to 11, but I don't know how Revis is not ahead of Sherman.
You think Revis is better than Sherman?
I do. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Revis makes the player that he's guarding a ghost in the offensive game plan 95% of the football games that he plays.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
That's a defensive coordinator's dream to be able to say, we've got a player that can wipe off this, their best player off the board. There you go. You take the dry eraser, it's like the X or the Z receiver, whatever Revis is covering, and you wipe him off the board, and now you have to go to their second and third and fourth targets on how you're going to approach them, and you'd much rather game plan for 2 through 4 than 1 through 4.
All right, so should Revis have made your top 10? Would Revis
I wouldn't hate Revis being right at 10.
Okay.
Because I believe, as we mentioned, cornerbacks and quarterbacks are the hardest jobs in the National Football League, hands down. Being able to do those two things. And so I think there should be an abundance of those players inside the top 10.
Well, and that's my thing. If we're talking about defensive backs being the second most important position, How about no defensive backs in the top 10?
Right. And how many quarterbacks? Four?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, four quarterbacks. I don't think Antonio Brown should be in the top 10.
I think Antonio Brown is 11 to 20, yep. Not top 10.
I agree with that.
Because I really do think once defensive backs figure him out, he can look ordinary very quickly.
Yep.
You know, once they negate the jitterbug type of receiver that he is and find a way to guard him, he'll be very ordinary in that Steelers offense.
Yeah. So, I mean, who are you going to take out of the top 10? You're not going to take Tom Brady out.
Nope.
You're not going to take – are you going to take Gronk out?
Oh, it gets released tonight. I think if Gronk's 7 to 10, I don't take him out. But he's not top six player in the league.
Ndamukong Suh.
I don't know if Ndamukong Suh to me is a top 10 guy.
Interesting. I would put him in a top 10.
You would, okay.
Yep. Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, yeah, absolutely.
Peyton Manning.
If he's probably going to be 7 to 10.
Yep. Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
He may be our number one.
Correct. DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray to me is a guy, as you look at his career, and I know this was based on last year. So based on last year, he deserves to be in the top 10. And I think based on his career, I would have him 11 to 25. Where's Adrian Peterson? Adrian Peterson, because of last year, was where? Like in the 30s?
I want to say, I think he might even fall into like 60th.
Yeah, you're right. It was absurd how deep he was.
Yeah.
So he was definitely a guy that needed to be higher or lower, closer, however we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Higher, lower.
Well, let's get our first break in, Gibbs.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. As we said, join our show, 216-578-0850. Talk about Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, both being ranked in the top 10 in jersey sales. And what jersey do you need to get before the season starts? Or are you going to go old school and wear that jersey down to First Energy Stadium? Lastly, tonight's top 10 NFL players by NFL Network will have a two-hour show. Who would you leave out of the top 10, or who needs to be in the top 10? We want to hear from you. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forward.